The Army just got the green light from the four committees of lawmakers who have to okay the repurposing of funds in DOD. In this case, the $175 million will be reprogrammed from fiscal 2011 funds that otherwise would have expired to build what the Army calls joint regional security stacks. Instead of having the Army's network secured at the local level by each individual post, camp, and station, the service will migrate those responsibilities to 11 regional centers in the continental U.S. and four more in the Mideast and Europe. Richard Breakiron is the Network Capacity Domain Manager in the Army CIO's office.
We actually have 400 points of presence of major security architecture points where we interface both with the Internet, external networks, and then going into the DOD.mil networks. Those points of presence represent a surface area that can be attacked. And therefore, if they can be attacked, they have to be defended. The combination of the MPLS technology giving us high bandwidth, high capacity, and high performance now allows us to reduce those 400 points of presence down to 11 points of presence, much greater capability at each one of those 11 locations from a security standpoint, and allow us now to focus our attention. Our surface area drops from 400 down to these 11 locations. We get to really focus our defensive capabilities at those locations. Our trained personnel will be able to work at those key locations. Our cyber forces can really work the data at those key locations.
Breakiron says the move isn't just about security. The CIO's office is also expecting to significantly reduce the amount of money it spends on security.
Our estimated cost to lifecycle that over a five-year period is on the order of about $1.2 billion. So if you figure that 20% every year over that five-year period, you'd have to refresh, you come up with an annual amount of money that you'd be having to put forward into the POM and budget for just the life cycle replacement of that equipment. So now, with one investment of Inconus of $175 million, we will effectively have paid in 1 year what it would take us to do just 20% of our current security. We will be able to put in place a security infrastructure for the entire theater. So tremendous savings.
The regional security stacks are a subpart of a larger network modernization the Army's already in the middle of, with installation activities officially beginning this month. It began with a bulk purchase of multi-protocol label switching routers at the end of last year, also through a congressional reprogramming. The MPLS technology, as it's called, is designed to dramatically increase the performance and efficiency of a network, and the Defense Information Systems Agency had been planning to start implementing those routers across DOD as part of the Department's transition to a common computing infrastructure called the Joint Information Environment. The Army says its project, which the Air Force is now also sharing in, effectively beats that goal by almost 4 years. Mike Krieger is the Army's deputy CIO.
What it does for the Army is I'm changing a business process. There's a guy whose first name is George. He's a GS-13 in Fort Huachuca. And today, if you need bandwidth to increase at your base, you got to justify it to George. Now, I know George. Right, he's very mad at me for buying MPLS routers. At Fort Hood, Texas, a core post of the United States Army, today they have two physically diverse circuits with a total of 650 megabytes per second of bandwidth that George has approved. Okay, this MPLS cloud that we funded for DISA to build out is going to give us 10 gigabytes per second at every installation, free where it's government fiber, a couple bucks to industry to put, you know, optical boxes on either side where it's not government fiber. Okay, so Fort Hood goes from 650 megabytes to 10 gigabytes without George validating the requirement, right? And my argument from the CIO shop is we ought to make bandwidth go away as a constraint. And so what we did is we partnered with PEOS and DISA and Air Force now, and we're going to build out this cloud in the United States and overseas in 13 and 14, and it's just a huge bandwidth upgrade for the United States Army. We expect every installation pretty much to go up to 10 gigabytes per second.
Army officials argue the upgrades represent a huge culture change in the way the U.S. military has historically handled IT. For one thing, the Army will not actually own the hundreds of millions of dollars of network technology it just bought. Instead, it will immediately hand it over to the Defense Information Systems Agency, which will operate the network as part of its role as the enterprise technology provider in the joint information environment. And BrakeIron says the Army and DISA had to work out some creative arrangements to stay within federal law surrounding the authorities and responsibilities of the military services.
DISA is actually going to accredit the equipment. They will O&M and lifecycle the equipment, and they will administer a vast part of the routing and traffic management of the network with these routers. The Army, Air Force, other services that have the requirement will be delegated administrative rights from DISA to be able to manage their title authorities to defend the network. So each of the services have title requirements for computer network defense that they have to maintain. The only way we could be able to do that is with DISA, in effect, as they accredit it, also delegate appropriate administrative rights to our network operations and security centers. Same way will happen with the Joint Regional Security Stack. So DISA will take ownership, but again, they will delegate sufficient administrative rights to the Army, Air Force, other services that leverage this capability to be able to manage our necessary networks to do our computer network defense. Because each of our mission areas, Air Force, Navy, Army, Marines, are all just slightly different.
Also on the culture change front, the Army says it's exercising its relatively strong centralized IT governance authority to wrest away control of technology and associated spending from individual commanders and bases. It believes it has a compelling case to make, though, namely that those local resources are shrinking and that the Army can deliver more capability more efficiently if it does it from an enterprise level. Again, Deputy CIO Mike Krieger.
You can see what we're doing. So when we went to enterprise email, we took Exchange off an installation. When we're going to MPLS Cloud Joint Regional Security Stacks, we're taking a whole lot of security duties off the installation, right? And they're going to be in the Army Theater's NOS and the ACOIC that our cyber runs and over at DISA. There's a heck of an effort going on right now between DISA, our cyber, Air Force, and NETCOM on doing what the CONOPS looks like as you go to MPLS Cloud and Regional Security Stacks. But it's all about where you're doing the work in the enterprise, and that equates to more security, more effectiveness, and saving money.
The Army starting the first installations of the MPLS system in its southwest region this month. It expects the entire infrastructure, including the regional security stacks, to be up and running by the end of calendar year 2014. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.